Tonight's shir simakuf samich beis sif beis and sif gimel sif beis hanoitel yodav. When one washes his hands, shofech aleim katsas miravius the hasir mehem halichluch v'chaldavish shechotzis. First, he pours a little of the revius to remove any filth or anything separating between the water in his hand. Then he pours a second time. And that water, the second time, is also tameh. Then he pours a third time. In order to purify the water on the hands. If there isn't on the hands any filth or anything that's a separation, then he doesn't have to wash that first time. You can pour the whole revius in both hands at once. And you don't have to pour a second time. The Rama asks, who I did, the same is true. If you had a lot of water, first you rinse a little bit to clean your hand. Then pour a whole revius at once. You won't have to pour a third time. When he washes his hands, he should rub them together. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah. Sifkan Yudzayin. Kitsas Miravius. First he pours a little of the Ravius to clean his hands. Teshir Natilas Yadayim, the amount of water from Natilas Yadayim, Hulo Pachos Miravius Mamash Dayadav. It's not less than Ravius for both hands. Teshofich Oso Ashtayadav Ka'achas. And he pours the Ravius on both hands at the same time. Obafayatsmo, or one at a time. Mixas alachas, and mixas al hashniya, a little on one, and a little on the second. Chamavor le'el, v'simekuf samach, sefiyud gimel, like we learned before in simekuf samach. V'im hayu yadav maluch lachos kitsas, if his hands were a little filthy, v'ein lo rak revius mitzumtzum, and he has exactly revius of water, yesh lo litol kitsas mimenu mikoydim lahasar alicha chachotzeis, first he pours a little bit of water to clean off his hands. But we don't consider that as if he's missing from the shiur of revius before he washes. The because this is also part of making his hands pure. Clean off any filth, kamo tit, like mud, or something similar. Something which would separate between his hand and the washing of the water. If there's some kind of filth on his hand that's not a chatzitza, that doesn't have to be removed at all. The water he pours afterwards are tame. This is what we learn in Maseches Yadayim. When he washes his hands, he has to pour water twice on his hands. Hainu, af kashem nekiyim b'lo lichach, even when his hands were clean, without any filth. D'mayim harishayinim etam hayadayim, the first pour of water will make the hands pure. Avohem atzmam temeim heim, but that water itself is tamei. She nitmu'u b'negiyasam b'yadav. They became tamei when it touched his hand. His hands were tamei, makes the water tamei. V'hashniyim, the second pour of water, Metaharim osan will make the water tahar. V'nigma tahar sidayim, and that concludes the purification process of the hands. Umiyo, however, kasva beisur, he says the beisur sifrites, b'shem kama poskim, the name of many poskim. Duhudavka im lo shofech revius bas achas ashtayadov. This is only a problem that the water is tamei if he didn't pour revius at once on both hands. El shofech menu ayadav achas achas. He took the revius and poured on each hand. Mixas alzoi, umixas alzoi. Little on this, little on that. Oshenechsem revius lahavaras halichloch. Or he didn't have a full revius because he had to remove the dirt, canal, like we said before. Oz tzerch lishbosh shtei pam. Then he has to pour twice. Al kishashavach revius basachas ashtei yodav. But if he has a whole revius and he pours it one time the revius on both hands, v'kolch kena kolachas, and certainly if he had two revius and he pours one revius on one hand and one revius on the other hand, there's no need to pour a second time to purify. There is no tame water, as we explained. The third pour is to purify the water on the hands. They're actually the second of the actual washing of the hands. When we say the first pour here, Einam etzem haratila. It's not actually part of the washing. El havaras halichav chanal, but it's there to remove any filth on the hand, like we said before. V'dan you should know. Taha de matar mechaber l'kol hashosh palamim. Mirvias achas, the mechaber allows these three pores, the first to clean, the second to finish the dayim, all from one revias, who daf gan bo hamayim, sov kol yad b'shir natila. Only works if the water will cover the entire hand. Al-Kaparim b'shtei palamim, at least for the second two times. If you don't have enough water to cover the hand, it's not natilas dayim at all. Sifkatan chof alaf, revias bas achas. A revias at one time will not require another pour. Hatam, the reason is, to revias bas achas, asu kemikveh. When you have a revias at one time, the chachamim equate that to mikveh. To metaheres, v'gam hamayim toharim heim. It's metaher, and the water stays tahor too. U'lekach ein tzarech l'mayim shneim, so you don't need any second pour. U'kshehoya al yado lichach v'davach v'tzeitz. If there's any filth on his hand, or something which is a barrier between his hand and the water, so you have to pour some of the revias to get rid of the dirt. Now, when you continue to pour, you don't have a full revias. Then you'll have to pour twice. Once to make the hands tar, and a second to get rid of the water that's tummy. V'dan, you should know. There are those who say, Dimin hadin tzarech le'oilam mayim shniyim. L'halach, you should always pour a second time. Even if you poured a revias the first time, you should always pour a second time. V'im ein l'rak revias, if you only have a revias, yishbech u'menu b'shtei pa'amim, you pour from it twice. V'afilu im noitu revias abas achas o al kol yad v'yad revias aso, and even if you poured a revias at one time, on both hands, or each hand a revias, still, you should pour a second time as well. So there's a shita not to pour the whole revias at once. You only have a revias, make sure to break it up into two. And even if you have more than that, you still should wash a second time. V'kos v'chai odim, and the chai odim writes, the yeshin hokein, that's how we should conduct ourselves. Lito revias al kol yad, we should pour a revias on each hand. V'gam shnim, and then do it again. V'kol zirak l'chatchila. This is the chatchila. And yeshin ma'im izumon, if you have plenty of water, prepared. But if it means to matriach to get the water, I would say it's not necessary. It would seem it's not necessary. Most poskim are lenient. Like the mechaber says, the revias v'asachas and tzorach l'shniyim. You poured once, you don't have to pour a second time. You pour revias. That is the das achronim. He brings up the notes on the side. If you wash your hands with revias v'asachas, you don't have to pour a second time. That's it. He poured once. Poured once, a revias on each hand, and that was it. He says, the stipler said, like the chayodim, you should pour a second time. Chazmir said, you don't have to. That's it. So if there's a limited amount of water, you don't have to matriach yourself. Just do a revias on each hand, and you're done. And you don't have to pour the second hand. Sivkan chav beis. Mayim rabim. If he has a lot of water, he should pour water to remove the lichluch, and then pour revias. There's a lot of water, means a little more than revias. That you could get rid of the filth, and have revias left. As long as you have a revias left after you clean your hands, that's called mayim rabim. Sifkatan chav gimel. Tzarech l'shavshem v'chulu. After he washes his hands, Rambam says he should rub them together. Even though you put a full revias in each hand, the other word, if you immerse your hands, sifkatan chav dad zo b'zo, to rub the hands together. Nira, it would seem, to get rid of any filth very well. This is the notes point out that this idea of rubbing the hands together, yes, into sodos and al-kabbalah, and it's a Kabbalistic thing, and it's not a nigla thing to do this. And the real question is, when are you rubbing your hands together? The Ramah says, rub your hands together. So it makes it sound like it's at the end, after you washed your hands. But Parsi is saying, that's not the case. It's after the first pour to clean your hands, you rub them, and then you pour afterwards the two pours. Se'if Gimel. Not al mixes yada v'chaz v'hoisef not al nisha miyada. He pours water on part of his hand, and then he pours on the rest of the hand. His hand is just as tame as it was when he started. You can't wash in parts. Now let's say he poured on his hand, part of his hand, and the water is very wet. It's still wet enough to transfer someplace else. How is it tahira? It's tar if he pours the second time because it all connects. The second pour connects to the first pour and all connects. But when do we say this? Maybe showing him on the first pour. Al bishniyim, but the second pour, you can pour a little, then again a little. To make the hand tahar, it has to be all once. To remove the tamei water, that can be done in parts. He washed part of his hand, and then he washes another part. The first time he washed didn't reach the joint, shushir netila, which is the amount he has to wash. Each one according to his shitas. Two shitas. One shita holds the joint is the fingers to the hand, by the knuckles, and one shita holds it's the wrist between the hand and the arm. So whatever your shita is, or how much you have to wash, he didn't have enough water the first time to get the whole way. So now he wants to finish up afterwards with what's left. And the first pour already dried up. It's not like the water is still wet to connect. So he adds more. So the halacha doesn't help. Now let's say the second time he pours on the whole hand. He got the whole hand this time. Shopping, that's fine. So here his hand is wet from the first pour. He didn't do anything. And he just pours a second time and it works. If he pours in parts, it's tummy like he started. He has to wash again all over. He doesn't have to dry his hands. So Mishtabur is clear that you can wash wet hands. There's no requirement to dry your hands from the Zidane. The notes point out that the Chaznish disagreed. Chaznish held that you have to dry your hands before you wash them again. He says that's how the Rav writes in the Perish to Mishnah as well. So it's a discussion of how to learn up in the Sugya and the Rishonim. But the Mishnah Berurah clearly holds you can wash Nisus Yadayim with wet hands. And the Chaznish is the one who says the person should dry his hands first. Sefkan Chav Ches, the Ein Netila Chatzah, and you can't wash in parts. Well, somebody to say, the Ein Derech Netila Bekach, that's not the normal way to wash. Sefkan Chav Tes, Tofeach Hamas Hatfeach, but if the water is still wet, then you could transfer the moisture, Hainu. Shenish or Le'amayim Kol Kach, there's so much water. Shinogeya ba ye rotev yodo, that if you touch it, his hand gets wet. So much so, you can transfer the water to somewhere else and make another place wet. So we say the first washing didn't go away, and they connect. The havik netila achas is like one netila. So in that case, when it's still tvech samatviach and he pours a second time, the hands are tar. Yesh me'achronim shakas, with our rachorim who write, the davka b'di'evd in tzarech lachzalit, this is b'di'evd. B'di'evd, we connect the two pores to make it one. Aval chadchila tzarech lito basach l'yad, but that's not l'chadchila. Chadchila, you should wash the whole thing together. V'lav davka b'shvicha achas, afilu b'shtei shvichas, not even one pore, even two pores. Kosh lo shoh b'in time klav, there's no delay between the two. K'shvicha achas dom, it's like one pore. V'alkein, therefore, im noit v'mei ha-han pat, ayidei hatsina, shakorin kron. If he has this hanpas, that's the small barrel that he holds in his hand, and there's some kind of valve, and he opens it up to pour the water, a handle, which I guess is like a handle, again, a type of spout or spigot, shepiv tsar, the narrow opening. So you have to constantly open and close for each flow of water that should be considered kar gava, because the elbe simen kufin test, if test, we learned this before in simen kufin test. We don't say the short break of time between opening, closing, that's as if it's chatzoyim. That's called one flow. So even though it's taka, open, close, and it's coming out in spurts, that's considered one washing. But if you had a cup, you had some kind of container to hold the water, because that certainly should not use this kind of container with the spigot that you have to open and close. Look back what the Machzor Shekel wrote in Simen Kufnetes. The second pour of water can be done in parts. That's what I meant to say. Even if part of the hand already dried when you're pouring the second pour, there's no problem of pouring on the rest of the hand. You don't need tefecha once atfiach. The elo hamayim ino bon le'etzman atil sheidam, because this second pour is not to make the hand star. It's just to matar the water itself. So if the water is dried up with a towel, it's not a problem. If water gets rinsed off with a second flow, it's not a problem. So it doesn't have to be all at once, and that's not an issue.